What is going on? Well, rub your eyes and get out of bed. It's Monday morning. We're going to take a look at the agenda right at the top of the hour this morning. Joining us, Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and co-producer WNYC. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
And this week, in your view, is going to be all about what?
Just muddling through.
Muddling through.
Yeah, muddling so through. Like
we it, do it?
It's just,
so does the rest of the world.
But every week it's sort of the same thing. It's, oh, it's dead. It's what's going on with the economy. We're just kind of bumping along until something either goes really bad or suddenly turns around and gets better.
Milestones approaching, but slowly. And
slowly.
So we muddle toward them. We're also joined by Noel King, managing producer for The Takeaway. This week's going to be all about what,
this
as far as you're concerned?
It's going to be all about money, but mostly money that isn't there.
Really?
Yeah.
So borrowed money or just counterfeit money?
Money that we need to be there, but money that isn't at the moment.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's begin with Libya, an odd milestone that I'm having a difficult time determining the significance of. 100 days since warships actually began bombing targets across Libya. The French actually fired the first shots, but NATO officially began its campaign a few days later. And the International Criminal Court is expected, while we're on the air this morning, to issue a warrant for Muammar Gaddafi and one of his sons. Does this represent progress or more of a sign that really this is a kind of a stalemated military campaign in Libya?
Well, the International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant, as we've learned time and time again, means very, very little. It's a symbolic move, and it will mean that, you know, it indicates it believes that Gaddafi is responsible for war crimes, but they can't go after him. The thing is, Gaddafi will stay where he is.
But in theory, it complicates his motivation to make a settlement, right?
Yeah, but I don't think there hasn't been too much in the way of sort of an indication that Gaddafi wants to settle or is willing to settle. And so when you talk about muddling through, as Charlie did, I mean, 100 days in, there's no clear end to this thing.
But maybe the clear end that there is a consensus for is Gaddafi's just going to go out in a body bag or something. They aren't anticipating negotiated settlement. They really don't expect him to leave voluntarily. So it's basically one of these bombs is going to hit. I mean, is that the takeaway?
It's an interesting theory. I mean, it's hard to predict anything at this point, but there doesn't seem to be a push to negotiate with Gaddafi at this point.
Talk about stalemates, Charlie Herman. The debt ceiling. I'm feeling a little bit on my bald spot here. We're getting close to the ceiling.
Which debt are we talking about? Greece debt or Greek debt or U.S. debt?
I mean, let's start with U.S.
Okay.
It seems as though the Republicans last week signaled that they want to get closer to the scary edge here to possibly gain some negotiating leverage.
I mean, the Republicans' perspective is that they don't want tax increases, and whether that is actually raising taxes or closing different sorts of loopholes or different parts of the code that would increase revenues. For example, this isn't out there necessarily, but the deduction that you get for paying your mortgage, the interest on your mortgage, if you're to close that, it's not really a tax increase per se, but it's closing this benefit in the tax code, which would bring in more money, and Republicans don't want that. So
what you're describing is basically the frame of the debate right now, which is not so much about spending cuts. It's all about taxes, but it's not about raising individual taxes. It's
still,
this language of loopholes.
That's part of it, but for a lot of the Republicans and a lot of the leadership, they don't want anything like that. They want it all coming through spending cuts.
All right, let's listen to what Mitch McConnell had to say over the weekend on ABC's This Week.
One of the reasons our meeting tomorrow is that I think both the Democrats and the Republicans would like to come together and finish this negotiation and finish it sometime soon. It need not necessarily go to the 11th hour.
Now, he's trying to sound reassuring about this not being brinkmanship, but what do the markets think about it?
Well, I mean, the markets have sort of been bumping along, as I mentioned, muddling through. They've been down about the last 7 out of 8 weeks. So we're seeing it down slightly, but there's still a real belief in the U.S. economy.
But will the S&P downgrade the T-bills?
Possibly, but I mean, what you're seeing here is that the interest rate that is being paid on Treasury bills is around zero, practically.
Right.
And what that's saying is that around the world and in the U.S., people feel that it's still safe to invest their money in Treasury bills because they would rather get almost 0% interest than put it somewhere else where they think that there's even greater financial problems. So there's a little bit of brinkmanship going on here on both sides. You have Senate Majority Leader Reid as well as McConnell going to the White House today to talk about the debt ceiling. There really is a push to try and get some sort of deal this week to start writing the legislation so the deadline won't happen.
Right.
We won't hit this deadline in August. You know, but it's interesting if you compare what's going on in Greece, similar sort of situation. They're debating austerity. austerity measures this week. Theirs is a mix of cuts as well as those tax hikes that we were just talking about, because they need to get that approved to get some money from the European bailout of them. So let's you've got these two things going on.
Let's talk Greece for a moment. I want to talk the financials back with you, Charlie, in a second. But, Noel, do you think that the focus on the situation in Greece really takes the ball off of the Libya campaign for NATO? Do you think it complicates and stalls the ability of NATO to be decisive in Libya? Because Europe is totally focused on this crisis in Greece.
Now, that's an interesting point. And I think there's always Greece will always be a complication. I mean, the ripple effect from that situation is so enormous throughout Europe and throughout the rest of the world. NATO does say, though, that it's firmly fixed on the task at hand. But you know, how that actually plays out in real time, it will be interesting to see.
That's what NATO says. George Soros reportedly said that at the Greece crisis is all about someone may eventually have to leave the euro system. He didn't say it was Greece, and he didn't say for sure. But are we slipping away from euro consensus?
Again, this is all sort of this muddling through, like what's actually going to happen to the euro if a country like Greece or other ones that you consider could be Ireland or Portugal or Spain or Italy. I mean, these are all countries that there's talk about what is their debt situation like? Are they going to be able to continue to participate in the euro? So
they've got high debt to GDP ratios.
And can they solve this problem?
Well, someone who it's fair to say will not be muddling through today is this person.
I want to turn the economy around. I'm a job creator. I'm a former federal tax lawyer. I get it, what the problems are, and I get what the solutions are. And I have a titanium spine to be able to do what needs to be done to turn the economy around.
It's a bumper sticker, titanium spine. Name that voice, Noel
King.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann in Iowa.
And she's going to announce.
She's announcing this morning in Waterloo, Iowa at about 9 a.m. Yep.
She definitely has momentum, wouldn't you say, Noel?
Enormous momentum. Coming off the New Hampshire debate where she turned in a really great performance, she has been in Iowa. She was in Iowa yesterday speaking to folks there. Very, very popular. She made some great speeches. She talked about when she was a young girl, her parents telling her they were moving from Iowa to Minnesota, how she cried. People there really like her. She's still got family there, many of them
can
Democrats.
Can Bachmann turn the economy around, Charlie?
And she complicates the debt ceiling discussion because she's very much against voting to increase it. So at the same time, negotiations are going on. So with her announcement, how does that change the debate?
Muddling through with money we don't have. Noel King and Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
Thank you, of course, business
and economics editor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer WNYC, and Noel King, Takeaway managing producer. Now go manage.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.